They were clearly ladies' shoes. That was good, the luggage thought, or emoted, or reacted. Ladies tended to lead quieter lives. The purple cart rumbled off, painted crudely on the back with the words, Petunia, the desert princess. Rincewind looked hard at the shears that the head shearer was waving. They looked sharp.
You know what we do to people who go back on a bet round here? Said Daggy, the gang boss.
But I was drunk.
So were we. So what?
Rincewind looked out across the sheep pens. He knew what sheep were, of course, and had come into contact with them on many occasions, although normally in the company of mixed vegetables. He'd even had a toy stuffed lamb as a child. But there is something hugely unlovable about sheep, a kind of mad, eye-rolling brainlessness smelling of damp wool and panic. Many religions extol the virtues of the meek, but Rincewind had never trusted them. The meek could turn very nasty at times. On the other hand, they were covered in wool, and the shears looked pretty keen. How hard could it be? His radar told him that trying and failing was probably a lot less of a crime than not trying at all. "Can I have a trial run?" he said. A sheep was dragged out of the pens and flung down in front of him. Rincewind gave Daggy what he hoped was the smile of one craftsman to another, but smiling at Daggy was like throwing meringues against a cliff. "Can I have a chair and a towel and two mirrors and a comb?" he said. Daggy's look of intense suspicion deepened.
"What's this? What do you want all that for?"
Got to do it properly, haven't I? Away, out of sight, at the back of the shearing shed, on the sun-bleached boards, the outline of a kangaroo began to form. And then, the white lines drifting across the wood like wisps of cloud across a clear sky, it began to change shape. Rincewind hadn't had a proper haircut in a long time, but he knew how it was done. "So, have you had your holidays this year, then?" he said, clipping away. "What about this weather, eh?" Rincewind said desperately. The sheep wasn't even trying to struggle. It was an old one, with fewer teeth than feet, and even in the very limited depths of its extremely shallow mind, it knew that this wasn't how shearing was supposed to go. Shearing was supposed to be a brief struggle followed by a glorious, cool freedom back in the paddock. It wasn't supposed to include searching questions about what it thought of this weather, or inquiries as to whether it required something for the weekend, especially since the sheep had no concept of the connotations of the term weekend, or if it came to that, of the word something either. People weren't supposed to splash lavender water in its ear. The shearers watched in silence. There was quite a crowd of them, because they'd gone and fetched everyone else on the station. They knew in their souls that here was something to tell their grandchildren. Rincewind stood back, looked critically at his handiwork, and then showed the sheep the back of its head in the mirror, at which point the creature cracked, managed to get its feet under it, and made a run for the paddock. "Hey, wait till I take the curlers out!" Rincewind shouted after it. He became aware of the shearers watching him. Finally, one of them said, in a stunned voice,
"That's sheep shearing where you come from, is it?"
What did you think?" said Rincewind.
"It's a bit slow, isn't it?"
"How fast was I supposed to go?"
"Well, Daggy here once nearly did 50 in an hour. That's what you got to beat, see? None of that fancy rubbish. Just short back, front, top and sides."
"Mind you," said one of the shearers wistfully, "that was a beautiful looking sheep."
There was an outbreak of bleating from the sheep corrals.
"Ready to give it a real go, Rinso?" said Daggy.
"Ye gods, what's that?"
said one of his mates. The fence shattered. A ram stood in the gap, shaking its head to dislodge bits of post from its horns. Steam rose from its nostrils. Most of the things Rincewind had associated with sheep, apart from the gravy and mint sauce, had to do with sheepishness. But this was a ram, and the word association was suddenly rampage. It pawed the ground.